Appendix N, field blending of additives in commercial jet fuel. This appendix provides commanders and petroleum personnel guidance on techniques for additizing, blending, and testing commercial jet fuel by hand to meet the requirements of the JP-8 specification. These procedures are to be used only with tank vehicles when unadditized fuel is supplied and an additive injector is unavailable. General. Normally, fuel is procured and supplied in its final form. However, there are areas of operation where the supply chain is not mature or JP-8 is not available. During these times, it may be required for the Army to manually introduce additives to commercial jet fuel to meet the JP-8 specification. When additive injectors are not available, or when DLA Energy is unable to procure fuel to the desired JP-8 specification, users will be required to introduce the additives into commercial jet fuel by hand. When blending additives, each type of additive must be mixed separately. Note, only neat, unadditized fuel will be blended utilizing these procedures. Blending additives with fuel containing any additives from the source is to be coordinated with your command's petroleum systems technician, petroleum laboratory technician, and USAPC for instructions. Calculating additive ratios. Due to the concentration of the additives involved, Fizzy will be blended in neat form, and CI/LI and SDA will be diluted with jet fuel. Listeners are encouraged to refer to Appendix N in the print version of ATP 4-43 for additional information and proper blending procedures. Blending procedures. Prior to conducting any blending operations, inspect all equipment and ensure that all supplies, additives, personal protective equipment, and spill kits are on hand and serviceable. Ensure that the vehicle pumps are operational. This may require the tanker to be partially filled with fuel and operated prior to blending fuel. See Operator's TM for PMCS procedures. Ensure that the filters are serviceable. Do not use any equipment that is unserviceable. Only operators trained on the equipment being utilized and familiar with POL operations should be performing these procedures. Drain any water from system if necessary. Blending additives into the fuel in mobile tank vehicles and trailers with internal pumps is the only acceptable method. This allows the fuel to be mixed in a single source and then distributed to the aircraft or vehicle at a location. No additional equipment is necessary other than the equipment identified in these procedures, and this task can be performed wherever the fuel is needed. Additionally, once this task is completed, the mobile tank is free to move to the location of the equipment needing servicing. Sampling. A sample is a small amount of fuel which is representative of the whole product. Samples are important because they are used to determine the quality of petroleum products. At a minimum, samples shall be 1 United States gallon to perform additive testing. Improperly taken samples can completely invalidate a test. Only trained and experienced personnel shall be assigned to sample the products. This cannot be overstressed. No amount of laboratory work gives reliable data on a product if the sample is not a true representation of that product. Fuel that has been field blended is required to be sampled and checked using the B2 anti-icing additive test kit and the conductivity meter to determine if fuel has been sufficiently additized. Once the additives and neat fuel have been blended, utilizing the procedures provided in the blending procedures section above, take a 1-gallon all-level sample using a weighted beaker or a weighted glass bottle. Testing. The following methods will be used to test for Fizzy and SDA levels. Fizzy. Use the Anti-Icing Additive Test Kit, B2, NSN 6630-01-165-7133, and record the results. SDA. Use conductivity meter found in the Conductivity Test Kit, NSN 6630-01-115-2398, and record the results. Instructions for both methods can be found in TM 6640-264-10. Verify the results of the tests for Fizzy and SDA meet the use limit for JP-8. At this time, the CI/LI test can only be performed at the Army Petroleum Lab and at select DoD labs. Conduct a visual color, appearance, API gravity, and sediment test, millipore, using the particulate comparison chart, and, if refueling aircraft, the water detection test kit. Ensure all results are recorded on the fuel sample log. checklists. To help keep track of adding and blending jet fuel and additives, fuel handlers document their completion of adding, blending, sampling, and testing procedures. Appendix N in the print version of ATP 4-43 shows a sample jet fuel additization checklist and a sample fuel blending worksheet.